In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Previously on Carrier.
Yeah, we don't have to break your seal. Bad news is you're leaking water like crazy back there.
You serious?
Yeah, it's probably something going on with your reefer unit.
Oh, shit. You know anything about reefer units? The fuck?
Yeah, sounds like...
You've got rats all over that trailer. I could hear them scratching against the walls.
All right, change of plans. I need you to get to the next certified scale.
I'm in the middle of nowhere.
There's a CAT scale at the pilot about 8 miles up the road.
How do you know where I am? Are you following me?
If you're in some kind of hot water, I can call somebody.
Illinois State Police, Grundy, what's your emergency?
This line is for emergencies only.
Just please don't hang up. Can you hear that?
Not really. What do you see?
I'm gonna put you on speaker. I need to get my camera phone in there. Are you still with me?
I am not going anywhere, ma'am.
I can almost see. Oh, fuck.
Ma'am?
What did you see? A tail.
Are you listening? Good. This is not a podcast. This is not an audiobook. This is a dimensional experience set in the unseen realms to your left, your right, and all that lingers between. We ask that you put on headphones if possible. Use caution during your journey and always listen carefully.
Q Code presents Carrier, starring Cynthia Erivo. Written and directed by Dan Blank.
Hutch? Hutch, come in. Hutch? Jesus, Hutch, come in. Do you copy? Over. God friggin' damn it! Yeah, I'm here.
It's really hard to hear you. We need you to move closer to the phone.
Yeah, right. This is close enough.
Okay, well, I just spoke to my supervisor. He thinks this is a non-emergency.
What?
He says you should contact U.S. Fish and Wildlife. He says you might be transporting an exotic animal of some sort.
Yeah, no shit.
But what I mean is, lately, there have been a lot of animal trafficking cases. Is it possible you didn't see a tail, but maybe you saw some kind of snake?
This wasn't a snake. I'm telling you, it wasn't a snake, it was a tail.
How can you be sure?
It had hair. You don't believe me?
No, I want to believe you, ma'am. I really do, but there has to be a logical explanation. How about this? While I'm processing your report, why don't I request a unit to your location so we can get to the bottom of this? Does that sound good? I'm gonna put you on hold. Just breathe.
No, please don't put me back on. Fuck this! You all can deal with this shit on your own. First, do it all at once. First,
the middle of nowhere. There's no time to lose here. Get that trailer hooked up again, and let's keep rolling.
Who are you?
A security measure. Look behind you, Ray. You see my lights?
Yes.
Dr. Caldwell told me everything.
Doctor?
Ray, don't overthink it. You're not in control right now. You can either keep driving, or I can take the wheel. But if I take over, well, let's just say I can't risk you being a liability. We can't compromise the delivery, right? You're in a truck, not a rascal. Atta girl. You doing okay?
What do you think?
Don't be nervous. You ever meditate? Focus on your breathing. Gentle waves, spa music, all that shit. Look, you were never supposed to know about me. Normally, a job like this, I'm the invisible man. A ghost. A shadow. But somehow shit met fan. So here we are. But I'm not your enemy, Ray. I'm on your side.
You just threatened to kill me.
You think I wanted to come to that? Do you have any idea what a colossal pain in the ass that would be? Only reason I'm talking you down right now is because I'm trying to avoid that scenario. Just stay the course. Deliver the cargo, and I promise we'll get you home safe.
Listen, man, I got insurance. Why don't I just give you the truck, you know? I'll leave the keys and walk. Whatever you and Navanta are up to, it's none of my business.
Oh, my God. You think I work for Navanta? That's rich. That is freaking rich.
You know?
Navanto is a greedy, soulless Goliath, Ray. You're with the Resistance. The good guys. My name's Harlan. My father handles private security for Navanto's top executives, okay?
Fine, but what exactly am I transporting here?
Another secret Navanto is trying to squash. Something incredible.
And what, you want to set it free?
It needs our help, Ray. You're carrying something that could change the world. All the environmental problems we're facing right now, Navanto's known about them for decades. I watched them cover it up. Pollution, deforestation, colony collapses, mass extinctions. Those fat asses were too focused on current profits to worry about any long-term risks. You have kids, right? You ever worry about the world they'll have to survive in?
Why? What makes you ask that?
Because I've got three of my own. How do you explain to them what we all let happen here? How we willfully ignored the cancers on our planet as they metastasized. Some of us are trying to actually do something about it. And now you're one of us, Ray. You're gonna take control from the greedy and help us rebuild what they nearly destroyed.
Look, I feel you. My kids are just starting to figure out what's in store for them, but I just can't get involved in something like this right now.
Why? Because you're just some working-class hero trying to put food on the table? Yeah, right. Oh, you're Mother of the Year, Ray. What happens when your kids are begging you for potable water instead of juice boxes? When ecosystems are so decimated that no crops can grow. When the oceans are nothing but jellyfish and parasites too toxic to eat. What do you tell your kids then? Huh? That you should have tweeted more about the issue when you had the chance? Unless we act, it's game over. The empire wins. And those douchebags don't care about you or your kids' futures because they got theirs. And that's all that matters. Ray. Ray, you're slowing down again.
I have to get off. My fuel light just went on.
Bullshit. Keep driving.
For real, ma'am, the fuel's burning faster because the truck's getting heavier.
Don't you dare take that off-ramp.
This is the last gas station for 40 miles. We can try pushing it, but no guarantees with what we're hauling. It's really up to you, though.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
How's the cargo looking? Hey, talk to me.
It's not good. Whatever's in there dented the trailer up pretty bad.
Jesus. The growth must be accelerating. Finish up. We need to haul ass. Hey, let's go. Don't be a liability, Ray. Not here.
Hey, the pump's not working for some reason. I think I have to ask him to turn it on.
Wait, Ray. Wait, just wait by the truck. Ray!
You are a bad one. I like
help.
That.
Help. I need help.
Okay, well, hon, I'm with another customer, but I'll help you in just a second.
No, please. Please, Brenda, I need your phone. It's an emergency.
Right. I ain't falling for that one.
What? No, I'm serious. Some dude is after me.
Oh, sure he is, hon. Try that routine up the road, why don't
you? I'm not fucking around.
Hey, sister, can you read?
What?
They ever teach your ignorant ass to read? 'Cause that sign there says she can refuse service to anyone.
That means you.
Whoa. Screw this. Bitch!
Hey! Hey! That's my mom!
Yeah, I'm here. I need help.
The case has been elevated to an immediate threat. I'm going to bring you to the FBI. Stay with me, okay? Hi,
Miss Watts? Yes. I'm trying to reach my phone. Come on.
Ma'am, you need to be very careful around the content.
I got it.
You may be transporting an extremely
hot. It's got my arm. Help. I'm stuck. Oh, I got it.
Hey,
I got
it. Are you okay?
Whoa, shit.
Give me back my mop.
Hold on. Just put the gun down.
You are trespassing. You are hostile. I'll claim it was self-defense. What the hell are you holding?
Listen, just get back inside. It's not safe for you out here.
Keep my ass.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! He shot her. He really shot her. Oh my god!
Oh hell! Oh no! Oh Jesus! Just hang on. The fuck did she go? Come on out, you dumb bitch!
Miss Watts, are you still-
Shut up! I'm under the truck. There's someone after
what?
Me.
What? Can you get anywhere safer?
What do you think I'm trying to do?
Gotcha.
What happened?
Ray! Ray!
You got this. Go!
Are you all right?
Yeah, I think so. At least I will be.
I'm Camila Torres. I work for the Bioterrorism Division at the FBI. I need you to listen. We think we know the organization you've been hired by. We suspect you may be transporting some sort of biological weapon.
Oh, God. No. Oh, no. Ow, fuck. Ow. Oh, no.
What happened? Are you hurt?
It's my arm.
Were you shot?
No, it's whatever's back there. I think it bit me.
Carrier. Starring Cynthia Erivo as Raylene Watts. Written, directed, and edited by Dan Blank. Produced by Rob Herding, David Henning, Brian Cavanaugh Jones, Fred Berger, and Cynthia Erivo. Recorded, mixed, and mastered by Salt Audio. With performances by Martin Starr, Nate Torrance, Randy Heller, James Wellington, Lance Reddick, and Elliot Gould. Original music and score by Jamie Sheffman and Noah Gersh for Salt Audio. Sound design by Sam Plattner. Dimensional audio designed by Salt Audio and Dan Blank. Associate producer Tess Ryan. Script supervision by Sam Beasley. Casting by Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli at Atomic Honey. Additional country music by Mr. Paradise, recorded at Todd AO Studios.
Whether you're in a relationship, single, or recently heartbroken, you could be navigating some tough stuff. And it really can be challenging to do this on your own. We all need help when it comes to our relationships, very specifically, our love lives. I'm Jillian, and each week on my podcast, Jillian on Love, I share skills on how to strengthen our relationships, how to build a stronger sense of self, and how to heal heartbreak and choose better partners. Learn how to start making change today and search for Jillian on Love wherever you're listening now.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.